Kicks 106, Cole Swindell, you should be here. That's exactly what we're trying to tell you. You should be here. Oxford, Mississippi, the cultural mecca of the South.
So much inspiration to be found in this gorgeous college town. Of course, ESPN just named it the number one college football town.
I can believe that.
In the nation.
It's called the Grove.
And right now, with college students coming back, the energy is really alive in Oxford.
I'm telling you, it made me feel so much younger walking around.
But I don't know where to start. There's so much to do. So we're going to talk with Nadia Thornton. She's the expert on all things Oxford. What should we do while we're here?
I mean, there's such a big list. I think you've got to obviously experience some of the dining. There's so many options. The nightlife, go check out some of the bars, have a few cocktails.
A few?
Just a couple.
A few tonight.
Yeah.
Space it out.
Yeah, you've got to pace yourself.
Yeah.
Go check out William Faulkner's home.
Oh, definitely.
They just reopened it to the public this week, so we're excited for that.
Roanoke,
that's
nice.
Right. Go see where he scribbled on the walls part of his books. And then, of course, check out things downtown, shops, and you can go take a picture in front of the new mural, go by the phone booth, the British phone booth, take a picture.
Yes.
Let's do. So I think a lot of people, when they think food in Oxford, they think of, like, probably barbecuing at the Grove before a game. They don't think about gourmet food. This is, like, big city gourmet here in Oxford.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are a small town, but we've got some amazing world-class dining. We've got actually two James Beard Award-winning chefs with City Grocery and Snack Bar. Another restaurant, St. Leo, was nominated for a James Beard Award for Best New Restaurant.
And you said that was Italian,
yep. And I told you they also had great cocktails. They were also nominated for a James Beard Award for their bar program. So, it's good.
Nice.
Okay, and it wouldn't be like summer without an evening on a patio. And basically, you've created an entire outdoor dining space with so many choices.
The city was planning on expanding sidewalks on Jackson Avenue East for accessibility and safety. And then once COVID hit and outdoor dining became such a priority for all of the restaurants, and it was so popular with our locals, with our tourists, with everybody, that they said, well, why don't we kind of roll this all into one and make the sidewalks bigger, but also make places for these restaurants to have permanent outdoor dining. So that's what we've done, and we've called it a streetery.
So the Eat in the Street celebration to sort of like kick it off, you're even going to have live music while everybody's dining outside. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we are so excited to bring Eat in the Streets to Oxford. We will actually shut the street down again. But we will have some tables and chairs lined in the street. We're going to have some family-friendly activities that day. We'll start with yoga that morning in the middle of the street, which has never been done here.
So if you've ever wanted to do yoga in the middle of downtown Oxford.
That's right.
You can.
Bring your yoga mat and be here at 8. And then we'll have some children activities. I know Ole Miss Athletics is bringing some games out and some coaches and players to meet and greet. And then we'll have live music starting at 4 p.m. And we will have the Soul Tones kicking it off. Jimbo Mathis and the Dowelback Sounds will be next. And then Elizabeth King, who's a Memphis gospel soul singer, will be going on next. And finally, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. We've never had live music on Jackson Avenue East. So this will be really cool to kind of shut it down and celebrate all the hard work from the past 3 months.
You want to find out more about Eat in the Street? You can hit up Kix106.com. Just click on Duane and Abby and DNA Across the USA. And we're going to talk more with Nadia about what there is to do in Oxford, because there's so much coming up in the next hour here on Kix106.